the Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 21st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Attempts to ban books in libraries are increasing across the country, but a small group of residents in one Washington county are going even further. They want to completely close down their local library. Eric Tegenoff explains.
Voters in rural parts of the Columbia County Rural Library District will decide this November whether to close the Dayton Memorial Library. Lorna Barth is head of the Friends of the Dayton Memorial Library. She says people in the county pushed the library to pull books, most of which dealt with race or LGBTQ issues, but the library refused. Barth notes the library provides more than just books.
In this part of Washington State, we don't have really good internet access or Wi-Fi. There's places that are Wi-Fi dead when you're traveling around in the county. So a lot of people use the library as their main internet source.
The library in Dayton is the only one in Columbia County, which is home to about 4,000 people.
The American Library Association reports there were nearly 1,300 demands made to censor library books in 22. That is nearly twice the 2021 number. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake struck in Southern California Sunday, rattling the region as residents are dealing with intense rains from Tropical Storm Hillary. That from the LA Times. The trembler was felt across Southern California and hit around 2:45 in the afternoon. Scott Thompson, the director of communications with Ventura County Fire, said the department immediately implemented its earthquake plan. That involves getting the trucks out of the firehouses. Parents' back-to-school checklists in Arizona might include double-checking to make sure their children still have health insurance.
Director of Health Policy at Children's Action Alliance, Matt Jewett, says since April, Medicaid enrollment in Arizona has already decreased by several hundred thousand, which he calls concerning. Jewett says kids are among those being dropped from coverage, many for reasons as simple as filing errors or families not updating their contact information, and getting new insurance may be challenging.
A lot of the population that we are seeing is those children who are either aging out of kids care. We're also seeing folks in rural areas who may not have as many organizations providing help. We're also seeing that in tribal areas, there are a lot of people at risk.
Jewett adds the state's Medicaid program for children called Kids Care will increase the income eligibility from 200% of the federal poverty level to 225% this fall. That should mean an additional 12,000 kids could be enrolled for coverage. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez.
This is Public News Service. Some say voters couldn't be blamed for turning away from the news during these dog days of August, especially election news. Instead, they're drinking through a fire hose. That's according to an election law advocate.
Former President Donald Trump and his 18 co-defendants have until Friday to surrender at Georgia's Fulton County Jail on charges they conspired to overturn that state's 2020 election results. There's also a Republican presidential debate this week that Trump has promised to boycott. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says in this political climate, voters are forced to decipher what he calls a sideshow versus undertakings that are critical for them to follow.
These are all part of an overall effort to begin to hold those who have lied about our democracy, who have targeted public officials, who have threatened those public officials, hold them accountable for their actions. And I think that's incredibly important to keep that context as we continue to see these things.
I'm Roz Brown.
Meantime, construction union leaders in the Midwest are hoping law enforcement and other entities take notice of the outcome of a tax evasion case involving a Wisconsin drywall contractor.
Last week, Gustavo Reyes was sentenced to 18 months in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion charges. Rob Kale of the Construction Business Group says it goes beyond hiding income from the IRS. Reyes was considered a labor broker who served as a middleman between larger project contractors and those hired to work on sites. Kale notes that Reyes's actions align with bad actors in the industry.
They'll just create multiple LLCs to keep evading tax collection. They will label every single person working for them who clearly are their employees, but they'll label them all as independent contractors.
But he hopes the sentencing creates more awareness. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Edwin J. Vieira lets us know Advocates for New Yorkers with Disabilities are voicing concerns about cases of sexual assault
Federal figures show sexual assault cases against this population rose 27% between 2017 and 2019, and fewer people with disabilities report these incidents. Dr. Sharon McLennan-Weir with the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York, or SIDNY, notes the crime might not be reported because the person is unaware of what happened, or could be nonverbal. She thinks developmentally disabled people need health and sex education as much as any other group of young people.
There still should be some level of health education so that those students can get the same kind of information about appropriate touching and understanding their bodies, making sure that they have good hygiene, understand how to go to the doctor for problems.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.